Where were you?
I was just at the loo. I needed to pee.
You put on your trousers.
What?
You put on your trousers. It's the middle of the night. Why would you put on your trousers to go for a pee?
I don't know. I just did.
To go a few yards to the bathroom?
Silly of me. Yes. But there you go.
You were gone ages.
Was I?
You know you were.
I didn't notice. I didn't realise you were timing me.
I wasn't. But you were ages.
We've established that.
Did you go somewhere?
Yes. To the loo.
No, I mean outside. Did you go outside?
Outside? No. Do you think I peed in the back garden?
No, I thought I heard the front door opening.
The front door? Really? You must have been dreaming.
No, I don't think so. Not the sort of thing I dream.
Well, I didn't go out.
You sure?
Am I sure? Of course I'm sure. I think I'd notice if I went outside in the middle of the night.
What time is it?
Just after 3.
And you're sure you didn't go out?
I'm sure. Now why don't you try and go back to sleep?
Yeah, I suppose. Night.
Good night.
Derek?
Yes, Jill?
You're not having an affair with Maggie next door, are you?
Damn. I told her you were clever.
It's nice. Night again.
Good night.
Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to...
Derek!
Yep?
Your toast has popped. Will I butter it for you?
Would you?
Yeah, do you want cholesterol-friendly or Heart Attack City?
Ah, go mad.
Okay, Heart Attack City it is then.
Oh. Well, that's great.
Just the way you like it?
You know... You could be after me money, and this could be your way of getting rid of me, setting me up for a heart attack.
Oh, you have money? Since when?
Oh, no, that's right. I don't. Lovely.
Oh, I'll get it. You sit down there now, and don't be dropping crumbs everywhere. I've only just swept the floor.
So what's the news, what's the news, oh me bound shellman here? Banks, billions of debt, high school shooting, gun lobby, Afghanistan, / Iraq, / Syria. Nothing new then. Don't know why they call it news. It never is these days. It's supposed to be weird if they called it olds or sames. Doesn't have the right ring to it.
Oh, high drama on the street.
What's happened now? Has Collie run away with the babysitter? Again.
Derek.
Hmm. What?
He never ran away with the babysitter. It was just a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He just drove her the long way home. The 2-hour long way home.
You're terrible. Anyway, it's nothing to do with him.
So, what's happened? Tell me quickly before I'm forced to imagine the worst.
Somebody nicked all the cones last night.
That's your idea of drama?
No, not my idea. But apparently there's outrage at the idea of it.
Imagine the horror of not being able to protect their parking spots. Sounds good to me.
I knew you'd be delighted. You're always going on about them.
Always going on about them? Oh, well, sorry. I didn't realise I was boring you to death.
I never said you were boring me to death, but you do mention them frequently.
Frequently?
Intermittently, then.
I'll never mention them again.
Well, you won't have to now that somebody's stolen them all.
Don't kid yourself. Our sad, sad neighbours won't be able to survive without their precious combs. They'll just go off and nick more.
Nick them?
Well, where do you think they get them? Have you ever seen a shop that sold orange and white combs?
Well...
Don't bother trying to remember. You won't be able. Have you not noticed how they always look used? It's because they've been lifted from some roadworks or construction site.
Do you think so?
I know so.
You've obviously been thinking about this a lot.
Not really. It's just obvious.
Now, Derek, you remembered that you weren't going to talk about cones anymore.
I meant in the future. I'm just explaining about the cones to you now. In the future, I won't ever mention them again.
You promise?
Cross me heart, etc., etc.
Derek?
Jill.
You don't know anything about them, do you?
About what?
The cones.
I thought we weren't going to talk about the cones anymore.
No, it's just this one thing. Remember when you got up last night?
Vaguely.
And I asked you...
Cross-examined me. I felt like I was in an episode of The Good Wife with Juliana, what's her name?
I asked you if you'd been outside and you said...
I said no, because it was 3 in the morning.
But you'd put your trousers on.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
It just seemed strange, and I was sure I heard the front door.
I thought we agreed you were dreaming.
No, you said I was probably dreaming, but I was pretty sure. Derek, you didn't go out and steal all the cones from the street last night, did you?
Jill, that's just crazy talk. Are you seriously suggesting...
Are you going to answer my question?
Do you seriously expect me to respond to such a ridiculous accusation?
It wasn't an accusation. It was just a simple question. You're getting very hot up about it. It's just a simple question and, yes, there's no sign of a simple answer. Yes or no?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. Derek Hyland, what are you like?
What am I like? What are they like is more to the point.
So it's their fault?
In a way, yes.
You get up in the middle of the night and go stealing parking cones and it's their fault?
They drove me to it. And they're not parking cones, they're just cones.
Oh, you should listen to yourself.
I'm listening, and I like what I hear.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, you don't think it sounds a bit obsessed, a bit sad?
Not a bit. If anyone's sad, it's them. I am a voice of reason in a world gone mad.
And you don't think it would have been easier if you'd just gotten your own cone?
Ah, no, Jill. Then I'd be just as bad or sad as them.
And what about the old saying, you know, if you can't beat them?
But it's the principle of the thing.
The principle? What principle?
I'm a human being, not some dog going around peeing on everything to mark my territory. That's what they're like. Dogs. And the cones, well, they're like some sort of virtual piss.
I'm going to pretend that you did not just say that.
Okay, but the fact remains that on this street, we have for years managed on a first-come, first-served system of parking. But now, in the last few months, over the last few years, it's been ruined by...
Cones?
Yes, cones.
Well, Derek Hyland, I never thought that you had become such an arch-traditionalist.
Me? An arch-traditionalist?
You'll be telling me next that you're against gay marriage.
I'm sorry, what? How did we get on to gay marriage? What has it got to do with the parking on our street?
Like you said, it's the principle of the thing.
How?
Those who are against it use the traditionalist argument, which goes something like, marriage has traditionally meant the joining of a man and a woman, so it should continue to mean that because change is bad. Or words to that effect.
I don't think that's what I was saying.
Well, that's what I was hearing.
We always did it this way, so we should always do it this way.
Oh, very progressive and forward-thinking. Or arch-traditionalist. You decide.
Jill, you're being a bit, well, harsh about this.
Well, sorry, but while we're being honest about our feelings, you're being a bit OCD, batshit, nuts, insane.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry, but I was just feeling frustrated last night.
Really? Why? What happened?
Well, while you were out with the girls, I decided to phone the Gardaí again about that abandoned car and, well, they weren't very receptive.
Were they not? What did they say?
Well...
Hello, Fitzgibbon Street Garda Station.
Hello. I'd like to talk to someone about an abandoned car.
And what's your name, sir?
My name's Derek Hyland. I live at number 56, St. Bridget's Terrace, Marino.
Okay, and where is this car?
It's outside my door.
Really?
Yes, really. It's been there 2 months. Over 2 months, actually. This is the third time I've phoned about it. I rang to see if anything could be done after the first month, and then a fortnight later, and now it's been nearly 10 weeks.
And you say you first phoned about 5 weeks ago?
Yeah, you probably have it on computer there, do you?
I'm not seeing it. You don't remember the exact date of the call, do you?
No, I don't, but surely you have some record of it there.
And what is the reg of the car in question?
02KE01691. Maybe that number is in your system.
A silver Nissan Sunny.
That's the one. Is it stolen?
No, I'm not seeing that.
But you must be able to see if it's stolen and abandoned.
Oh, no. No, it hasn't been stolen or abandoned. Well, I tell you what we'll do. We'll send someone around to have a look and see.
Ah, no. That's what the guard has said the last time. And sure, I never saw anyone checking it out.
That doesn't mean someone didn't come by.
Well, I never saw them if they did.
No, you'll just have to trust us that we did.
I suppose. So, is that it?
How do you mean?
You'll send a squad car by to look at the car outside my door, but I just wait for God knows how many more weeks until whoever left it there finally decides to come back for it.
I'm afraid that's about the size of it.
That's disappointing.
I'm sorry?
Just one more question. Hypothetically speaking now, you understand?
Yes, Mr. Hyland?
If this car were to be vandalised or broken into, you'd have to get involved, am I right?
Yes, you're right.
So, as long as it's sitting there outside my front door, gathering dust and spider's webs, I'm not kidding either, guard. There's a spider living in the driver's wing mirror. As long as it's there intact, so to speak, there's nothing you could do, but...
Mr. Hyland, I hope you're not thinking what I think you're thinking.
Me, guard? What am I thinking? Nothing. I'm just making sure I have the facts right. So, as I was saying, you'd probably have to impound it or something if it got broken into, hypothetically, remember?
Okay, then. Hypothetically, if it was broken into and the owner wasn't available, it would probably be impounded.
Thank you, guard. You've been most helpful. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Mr. Hyland. Oh, listen now to me. Please, don't be doing...
So, you didn't get anywhere?
No. But it did give me an idea.
Oh, Derek, I'm afraid to look outside. What did you do?
To that old wreck of a Sonny. Not a thing.
But you meant to.
I was strongly considering it.
So soon after talking to the Gardaí, too. If that Garda heard about it, you could have been in real trouble.
You're right. Good job I didn't do anything to it.
But you did go out last night.
Yes.
And you did steal the cones.
Well, I had to do something. I had it all planned in my head. I'd smash a window, release the handbrake and push it down the street so it looked like someone had been trying to steal it, as if anyone had been bothered. But I bottled it when it came to smashing the window and I felt a bit pathetic. And then I saw Mick's cone outside his front door. I don't know, Jill. Something snapped inside me. I went and picked up the cone and then I saw Donald's and then Geraldine's. Before I knew it, I had 7 of them. I tell you, they're freaking heavy, too. I could barely carry them all in my arms.
So where are they now?
In the canal.
Oh, Derek Hyland, I don't believe it. The very man who's always given out about the litter in the canal.
Yeah, I know. But that's the beauty of it, you see? People are always dumping stuff like that in the canal, so it'll look perfectly normal.
I don't think you should be allowed to decide what's perfectly normal these days. You're losing your grip on reality.
Ah, don't say that, pet. I have a firm grip of reality and I'm not letting go.
Says you. Seriously, Derek, I'm beginning to worry about you.
There's no need. I'm grand.
So what's next?
Nothing. My little protest last night has calmed me. I've gotten it out of my system.
Seriously? Are you just saying that so I won't worry?
I'm saying it because it's true.
Or because you want me to leave you alone.
Ah, Jill. Don't worry. It's grand. Look, I'm going to the match this afternoon with Pat. I'll have a few pints and it'll be a distant memory by tomorrow.
Promise?
I promise.
Hello?
Hi, Dad.
Hiya, Pet. How are you?
Grandad.
Grandad?
I'm Granddad, as in I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's just no father likes his 19-year-old daughter using the word Grandad.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, are you looking after yourself? Not studying too hard, I hope.
No fear of that. Although, I got a first in my last essay.
That's my girl. Hang on a second, I'll get Jill.
Does that mean you don't want to talk to me anymore?
Of course not. She'll want to talk to you, though.
I'll talk to her in a minute. So, what about you? Anything exciting?
She told you, didn't she?
What? Tell me what?
You know, those drama lessons we sent you to were a terrible waste of money.
I don't know what you mean.
Try that line again. Only this time with more outrage and only the faintest soupçon of hurt.
Am I that bad?
Not really. But I know your mother. When did she call you?
She didn't. I called her while she was that little and she started crying. So then she told me everything.
She was crying? Oh, no. And how nuts did she say I've been acting?
Fairly nuts.
I suppose there was the mention of cones.
Oh, there was. Did you really do it?
I did. But it was better than... not as bad as what I'd set out to do. Did she tell you that bit?
Yeah, she did. Dad, that's mad behaviour.
I know. It was a moment of madness. A spur of the moment thing.
Maybe the cones were, but going out in the middle of the night? That wasn't a spur of the moment thing. You planned that.
Sort of. I'd had the thought a few times and when I was talking to the guard, I started thinking it was probably the best way of moving things along.
Maybe so. But you as good as told him what you were thinking of doing, didn't you?
I did, yeah. God, Jill really gave you the whole lowdown on me, didn't she?
She's worried, Dad. She's afraid you're going to get arrested for vandalism. Or worse.
Worse? What does she think I'm going to do?
Well, if you were caught inside that car, you could be charged with car theft.
But Joe, why would I want to steal an L wreck like that when my own car is only a year old? Nobody in their right mind would believe I was trying to steal it.
Do you want to know what nobody in their right mind would do?
Let me guess. Go up and down the street in the early hours of the morning robbing cones and throwing them in the canal.
You got it in one.
A genius. That's what I am.
You have to promise me. No more stupid stuff like this.
Ah, no. Hang on there. Who's the parent and who's the child here?
Stop changing the subject. I need your word.
When did you get so bossy?
I think it was just after my 9th birthday.
Oh, I remember that. You were pretty formidable from then on, all right.
Still am. So, I need my promise.
I've already promised Jill.
Yeah, but she's a big softie. She won't make you pay the way I will. That's it. There has to be a forfeit. Something that will make you stop and consider.
Ah, now, Camille. I'm not a child.
Call it the ouch factor.
I don't like the sound of that.
There's this pair of boots I saw in River Island.
Now, I really don't like where this is going. You had this planned when you rang me, didn't you?
As I was saying, these boots. There's no way a poor student like me could afford them. Christmas is just gone, and I don't want to wait for my birthday, so...
So, if I continue to give cause for concern with regard to my sanity...
Any more crazy stunts, and that's the price you'll have to pay. Agreed?
I'll hear now.
Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
All right, agreed. But don't go getting your hopes up about them boots. I intend to be the model of good sense from now on.
Sure, Dad.
I don't think I like your tone, young lady. When did you get to be such a cheeky wagon?
Around the same time I became a bossy wagon.
Sounds about right. So, do you want to talk to your mum?
Yeah, I'll have a quick word.
Jill!
Yeah?
Camille's on the phone.
Okay.
Will you pick up upstairs?
No, I'll come down.
Yeah, okay, she's coming. Bye, honey.
Bye, Dad. And remember, behave.
Yes, Mammy.
Good afternoon, I'm Damien O'Mara. You're welcome to Sunday Sports.
That'll be Pat.
Is he coming in or are you just going to head off?
I think we'll just hit the road. The game starts in less than an hour.
Hiya, Pat.
How are you?
Oi.
I was just asking Derek if you had time for a coffee.
I said we'd get going. Is that okay with you?
Ah, yeah. Thanks, Jill. I just had my lunch before I left, so I'm grand.
You just want a quick pint before the game.
So suspicious by nature. You weren't always.
Well, a pint wouldn't hurt now, would it?
It would not. All right then, we'll be off.
See you, Jill.
Listen, love, you're not planning on using the car this afternoon, are you?
Not really. Why? You don't need it.
No, it's just that with the match on, there'll be loads of matchgoers looking for parking.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I was thinking that if you go off in the car, you'll never get a space on the street when you come back. It's bad enough not being able to park outside our own house, but when you can't get a space on your own street, that's the last straw.
Oh, will you get a grip and just go and enjoy your game?
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm telling. Go off and forget about parking for a few hours.
See you, Jill.
See you later, love.
Bye.
Stay with us from now until just before 6 o'clock. It's Sunday Sports.
Sounds like you're in the bad books.
Ah, I don't think so.
Really?
No. She just thinks I'm a bit obsessed about the parking on our street.
You obsessed? Surely not.
What do you mean by that? You saying I get obsessed about things?
Well, I've known you to get worked up about a few things over the years. You let things get to you.
Yeah, I suppose I do.
Like, you were saying to Jill, not using the car. You could just get a no parking sign for match days.
No. Can't do that.
Can't or won't?
Both.
Why not? What's the big deal? If you just use a no parking sign, then you wouldn't have this problem of your space being taken.
Ah, you're as bad as Jill. So then I'd be the same as the Coneheads.
Coneheads? Oh yeah, that stupid movie with Dan Aykroyd.
Never saw it. Anyway, I mean the people on my street who use cones to protect their parking spot. It gets on my nerves. Especially when you turn into the street and think, oh good, there's a spot free. And then you get there and find some fecker has put a cone there.
But if everyone is doing it, why not you?
It's the principle of the thing. We shouldn't have to be competing for parking spaces, but we are. It's always been on a first-come, first-get basis, and it just seems that using the cones means becoming like the Germans with their towels.
Sorry? Come again?
You know, the way everybody gives out about the Germans in holiday resorts putting their towels on the sun loungers around the pool.
Ah, yeah. Well, now, that is annoying. I've experienced that myself. No matter how early you go down in the morning, there's always towels there already. The Germans have beaten you to it. Maddening.
You see? You understand how that feels. But that's how I feel about the cones.
Yeah, I sort to see where you're coming from.
Thank you. Finally, somebody who doesn't think I'm being an uptight control freak.
Oh no, you're still one of those. Just because I understand you doesn't mean I agree with you.
Remind me why it is you and I are still friends.
We're not really. I just tolerate your company occasionally so that you don't have to go to Dublin games on your own.
It's lovely, that is.
Speaking of which, we better pick up the pace if we're going to get a quick point in before the game.
All right. Onward and up to points and football.
Points and football, now you're talking. Do you want another?
I'm not sure. I might just head home in search of roast spuds.
Ah, the call of the potato of an evening.
You're welcome to come back. I'm sure there'll be enough. Unless Irene will have something cooked ready for you at home.
Pigs might fly first.
Really? Does she seriously never cook?
Seriously, she doesn't. She says if God had meant us to cook, he wouldn't have invented takeaway. And the laugh is, she loves all of the food porn on the telly. MasterChef, UK and Ireland versions, Great British Menu, and she loves a bit of Nigella. Wouldn't mind a bit of Nigella myself. You name it, she watches it. But don't ask her to do any of it.
And what about you? Do you never have a go?
Ah, you know, I heat the stuff in the oven or the microwave, but I wouldn't go as far as calling it cooking.
How are you, neighbour?
Mick, how are you? Pat, this is Mick, my next door neighbour. And this is Pat, my oldest friend.
How are you?
How's it going? So, I'm your oldest friend.
I'm not saying my best friend. That'd sound like we were 10 years old.
Were you at the game?
Of course. Were you?
Nah, I had to work. Good game?
Pretty good. We won.
Oh, I heard. A goal and 5 points. Comfortable enough.
Semi-final seems certain anyway. Wouldn't be sure about the final.
Do you go to all the games?
Haven't missed one in the last 3 years. What about yourself?
Shift work doesn't always fit, but I get along when I can. So, Derek, did you hear about the doings on the street last night?
Doings?
Someone stole all the cones off the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Jill mentioned something about it, all right.
Careful now. Don't mention the war.
What?
Don't mention cones to Derek. He'll have steam coming out of his ears if you're not careful.
Oh, really?
He's not a fan.
Oh, didn't know that.
So who do you think took them?
Oh, youngsters, I suppose, or somebody drunk on the way home from a party.
Yeah, probably the same bunch of feckers who set fire to the skip around on the Crescent the other night.
Yeah.
We'll probably find a lump of melted plastic around the corner.
Either that or they're in the canal keeping the beer cans and shopping trolleys company.
You're probably right. Is that someone trying to get your attention?
Oh, yeah, one of the lads from work. My pint's arrived. I see it.
Good luck, Mick.
Yeah, see you now.
Seriously, Pat, were you trying to make him suspect me for the missing combs?
What? Why would I do that? Oh, my God. It was you who took them.
I didn't say that.
It was, though. Don't try and be coy with me, you mad bastard. I know that look. What did you do with them?
Fecked them in the canal.
And there you were, pretending to be only half convinced when Mick said that's where they'd be, you sly git.
I couldn't believe when you started telling him I wasn't a fan of the cones. You were just short of saying it was probably me.
Ah, don't exaggerate. What made you do it?
Well, I went out to do something madder and sort of chickened out.
And what were you going to do?
I was going to break into that sunny that's been outside my house for 2 months now and push it onto the next street so that the guards would have to do something about it.
Oh, yeah. I noticed it was still there today. I thought it was your Almira at a distance and I was thinking it was looking a bit worse for wear. And then I realised when I got up close. 2 months? That's ridiculous.
That's what I told the guards. But they're not doing anything.
So you were going to take care of business, huh?
That was the plan.
I could have told you wouldn't, though.
Really? And why would that be?
Don't take this the wrong way, but you're not exactly action man.
Am I not? Well, thanks for that bit of honesty.
Ah, now you're getting all offended. I should have kept me mouth shut.
No argument here. So how does me getting rid of the cones fit with your version of me?
Ah, Derek, you're being silly now.
Am I? Am I really?
Well, a bit. I mean, do you seriously think nicking a few cones qualifies you as a go-getter? Huh? A bit of a bad lad?
I don't know. You tell me. You seem to be the expert on these matters.
Ah, look it, I'm going to shut up now and stop digging myself in any deeper a hole.
Probably should have stopped a while back.
Probably. Listen, do you want another point? Huh? Let me get you another point to make it up to you.
It's your round anyway.
I know. But I'll make sure it's a really good one. An extra creamy pint of the black stuff. Go on, live a little.
Go on then.
All right, back in a few minutes.
Oh, and Pat.
What?
I promise I won't spit in what's left of your pint while you're away.
You're a class act, Derek. A class act.
I used to think so. Can't beat a bag of chips on the way home after a few pints. Jeez, they're still a bit hot. Should have put more salt and vinegar on them. That's the trouble. There's never enough salt and vinegar when you get to the bottom of the bag. Here we are then. Home, sweet home in sight. And roast spuds only moments away. Not that hungry now, but always room for a roast spud, or two, or three. Ah, yes. Welcome to our cone-free zone. I like that. Cone-free zone. It rhymes. Wish it could be a sunny-free zone, too. Well, I had my chance to do something about that, but I blew it, apparently, because I'm Mr. All Talk. Mr. All Talk and no action. That's me, according to my oldest and straightest talking friend. Oh, hello, Mr. Sunny.
I'm Mr. All Talk. How are you? Sorry, Mr. Sunny. Was that your wing mirror? Well, never mind. Look, you have another one over here. Look! Oh, no. That one's broken, too. Oh, well, at least all your windows are perfect, aren't they? Because Mr. All Talk didn't have the balls to break one last night. Sure, he didn't. Well, most of your windows are perfect. So now, what does that make me? Am I still Mr. All Talk? Maybe not, Mr. Sunny. Maybe I'm not after all. Maybe not. Night now.
Nice time?
Yeah, grand. We won. 2 goals, 8 points, to 1 goal and 3 points.
Oh, great.
Are there any roast spuds?
You had chips.
Did I?
I can smell the vinegar.
Oh, yeah, I did. But I'd still murder a roast spud.
They're in the kitchen.
Great.
So, did you notice anything?
Hmm? Notice anything? Did you get your hair cut?
On a Sunday? No, I did not, you big idiot. Did you notice anything on the street?
On the street? No, I don't think so.
The car.
What car?
The abandoned car. Your phone call. You must have done the trick after all.
My phone call?
Yeah. Well, there was you thinking they wouldn't do anything.
Who?
The guards. But I looked out earlier before closing the blinds, and there it was. Gone.
What was gone? The Sunny?
No, the Rolls Royce that's been parked outside our house for weeks. Of course the Sunny.
But it's not gone, Jill. I saw it there a minute ago.
Well, you couldn't have, because as soon as I saw the space was free, I moved our car into it.
Oh, no.
Huh?
No, don't tell me that.
What's the matter?
That car, no. No. That can't be our car.
Of course it is. Did you not recognise it?
No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Derek, what's the matter? You're starting to worry me now.
Open the door. Look outside.
What?
Tell me what you see.
No.
I can't believe this.
Oh, my God. Derek! Our lovely car. What's happened to our lovely car?
How could I be so stupid?
How could you be so stupid?
It was dark and the points and Mr. All Talk.
I can't believe this. What were you thinking, Derek?
I just didn't want to be Mr. All Talk.
Mr. All Talk? What are you talking about?
Hi, Dad.
Hiya, honey.
I wasn't expecting to hear from you again so soon.
I wasn't expecting to call you so soon.
So? What's up?
About those boots.
What about them?
When would you like to get them?
What? Oh, no, Dad. No, you didn't.
Name the time and place.
Oh. Dad.